Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. You know, this is always such a great time when I can welcome you into Studio C along with my dear friend Chrissy.
Always a glorious time.
We have fun.
Oh, and you know, so much fun.
Every time we get together, God just does something in this room. Yes. There's an anointing here.
There really
and
is.
And everyone that God brings into the room brings a testimony of God's goodness and His wonderful things that He's done in their life.
Yes.
And today's no different.
Oh, yeah. It's always anointed and appointed, and this one is not to be missed.
That's right.
So
that's
good.
In fact, it's a repeat of last week. Actually,
yes.
We're going to go to part two of Keisha. We're going to welcome back Keisha once again to Studio C. Today, she's going to be continue discussing her new book, The Road to Now. Welcome back.
Hey.
Keisha,
look
thanks for
this.
Coming back this week.
Beautiful in the hot pink.
Oh,
I just have
well,
to mention how like anointed this outfit coordination was. That was not planned, and it's beautiful.
Oh, well, I just got a plain denim jacket on with a white shirt. She got that hot pink suit with a green shirt and hot and beautiful yellow. I mean, the color is going on.
Yeah, the next book, The Road to Fashion.
Oh, I like
Road
that.
To Fashionistas. Yes. Good being back with you, both of you.
Oh,
it's going to be a great discussion to talk about your
back.
Book.
Yeah, last week was so strong, so powerful. I know it really impacted so many people. So I'm so glad you could be back today for this week's program. The Road to Now. What a great book. Look at this title. I mean, just all these different roads. This lady, this chick in the middle with her suitcases.
She has a lot of clothes.
She's ready to go.
Yeah, she's
a fashionista too.
It's so good.
Can I read the back liner
yes,
for
absolutely.
You? Because it's just so powerful. It says, life is a journey. And during that journey, we often veer into different paths or what some would call roads, whether it be willing or forced. Sometimes we unconsciously follow others. However, all roads are not created equal, but they do go in certain directions. In this book, you'll learn how to use God's word to map and identify the course you're on and determine the road you're traveling, plus where it's headed. This book will show you how when you trust God's positioning system, GPS, it's not global positioning, it's God's positioning system, which means the Bible, to navigate you through life's uncontrollable, sometimes devastating highways, it reroutes you straight onto a road to your purpose and fulfilling your God-given destiny. I love that.
That is really powerful. Amen. It really is.
Amen.
Beautifully written and well done. And I love how you even said, look, there's some things that we can't control. Things happen.
Yeah.
But that's not the end of the story. And that was definitely not the end of your story.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I tell people, stuff happens. We live in a world. But it's how you deal with that situation. I always say it's not what you go through, but how you go through that determines how long you're going to stay in something. Are you going to have a pouty mouth or just constantly magnify that? You'll never get out of it. Mm-hmm. But if you choose to take the joy road and be joyful, I always say joy. I let Jesus owns you, J-O-Y.
Oh, that's good too.
If Jesus owns you, he's so full of joy, he's lovable, because that kind of confuses things, you know, and if you do that, the enemy may be like, I know I did this, but this girl, I can't do nothing with her. I'm going to leave her alone. Resist. And see, that's a form of resistance.
He can't handle a joyful Christian.
There you go.
You know, so, I mean, it just flabbergasts him. He just doesn't have any other
weapons.
Can't
understand it. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Put on the joy and just go through life being absolutely intentional about God and your relationship with Him. I make no apologies for it.
Mm-hmm.
People kind of know. It's so funny when people say, oh, where do you go to church? How do you know I go to church?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. they know.
Because they listen, you know, they listen.
Yeah.
But just having that fellowship with Him, that knowing I may go through something, but He's right here. He said, I'm a present help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Present. He's as close as you want Him or as far as you push Him away. But I encourage people, pull Him close.
Amen.
Pull Him close. Hold tight.
You're such an encourager. You know, when you gave me your book a couple of weeks back, you said, all right, I want to read it. I mean, you were bragging about your book last week.
I have mine right here, but go ahead. This is your time to shine, Miss Kathy.
To my beloved Pastor C. She calls me that.
I see Pastor C.
And y'all may not know this, but we are birthday twins. We have the same birthday.
I did know that.
Same birthday. So she says, thank you so much for your courage. It is truly inspiring. Thank you also for believing in me. I'm so grateful that one of the roads led me and Ramus to JDM and Covenant Church.
Amen.
Lots of love, Keisha.
I love it.
You've been a beautiful, faithful member of Covenant Church for quite some time now, and that's one road that we were talking about that led you here. But along the way, there were a lot of other roads. We discussed the abuse road a lot on our last week's program. But today, we're just going to let you just whatever road you want to talk about, whether it's the next road or the now road or the yesterday's road.
Thank you so much. Yep. Thank you. Well, to now, actually, it's two words. You know, I put words together. So today and now, to now.
To now.
So it's two now and two now. So that can be right now in the present. So just thought I'd throw that in there.
It's so much fun.
It is so awesome.
But you know what? God is fun.
Yeah.
And He wants us to enjoy the journey. Mm-hmm. When you enjoy your salvation, it takes on a whole new meaning, but it also makes you shine like a 1,000-watt bulb, I say like that. You're a 1,000-watt, you're a 1,000-watt, because the joy, and you just enjoy this relationship, and I think that's what it's meant to be. Jesus said that you would enjoy, have a rich and satisfying life.
Amen.
Well, how much more than to enjoy it? You know, some people I've met, and I'm like, you know Jesus? And you're not smiling.
That's a problem, yeah.
You might gotta rethink some things, because He is joy, He is love. Whatever is good, that's Him to a million times. So on the road, we can talk about, because a lot of women are always saying, oh, there's no good men, there's no good. It's not true.
Yeah.
God loves you so much that if He had to form another Adam from the dust of the ground, guess what? He would do that, because that's just how much we matter to Him. There's nothing that He wouldn't do for us because of His great love for us. And I remember I didn't think I was worthy to be loved. Because of everything I went through, I labeled myself as damaged goods. And so many women do that when they go through stuff. They believe the lie.
Yeah.
They take ownership of the lie, which is not true. Mm-hmm. So I decided to just, now I'm a single mom with three kids. That's a lot right there.
That is a lot.
And,
that was a motherhood road.
Yes, Lord Jesus. And I just remember at one point just getting tired. It's like, you know what? If it's going to, I know it's going to happen, because my mom said, I'm going to pray. And she did. She prayed. Nothing like a praying mother. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm not going to just, I stopped dating. I stopped doing all of that. I just decided to date the Lord.
That is great.
To get me ready. So He knew me better than anybody. You know, we always say, oh, my type. I was like, oh my gosh, that is so far from the truth. God knows what you need. And for Remus, he was stern. And that's kind of what I needed, stern, because I'm just headstrong.
He's more serious.
Yeah, I was a headstrong.
He's a joyful person, too.
He is. He is. The Lord got him to write the last chapter. Usually he don't say anything.
I love that last chapter.
And, and I knew, he said he knew I was different. You know, I shared with him my story.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I shared all my junk with him, because I knew a lot of times people come from your past and try to sabotage you. So I shared with him all my junk. He shared with me all his junk. So couldn't nobody come at us with junk.
You laid it out
yes,
in the open.
Yes, we laid
there
it
no
all
surprises.
Out. So there were no surprises. And that was a different turn for me, because I never really did that. But yeah, I knew it was something different, because I encouraged the young ladies who are seeking to be married. I said, let there be like a secret code word between you and God that nobody else knows. So that way, if this gentleman does say the code word, you'll know he's been in the presence of God, because that's the only way he can get that code word, is to have a relationship with the Father. And that's what you want. Somebody that hears God, someone that loves God. Because if a spouse loves God, then you know they'll love you the way you're supposed to be loved, because this, you have the ability to hear from Him.
Amen.
And that's what happened with Matt Remus. It's so funny reliving the story. He's very authoritative.
He's very authoritative.
I was like, oh my God. And I was so carefree.
I mean, he makes a decision.
He does.
Straight and narrow.
And that's him. He's like, make the decision. It don't take long. Make
no
a decision.
No foolishness. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my
to the
gosh.
Chase.
You got it. You got it. And he's like, it shouldn't take long to make a decision. So we met, and it was a Thanksgiving. And we always had something going on. And he was like, look, are you coming or not? I don't like you to play no games. Don't play no games. I don't have time to play games. So I was like, oh, my goodness, this man is
We need
something.
More men like that, too. No time for games. You're my but woman. Knows, I love you. Let's go.
But he knows what he wants. But yes. He said he knew there was something different about me. I said, what was it? He said, I don't know, but I just knew that there was something different about
me. I remember
you.
The story in that chapter that he invited you to the house for Christmas, mm-hmm. and you didn't know what to expect and brought all the kids. And that's what you liked, what was so special, how he embraced your kids as yeah. though his own. And he had more presents for the kids than for you.
Yeah, I loved that line. I laughed.
Which he was did. Precious. He and did. A mother would appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes.
I mean, a real mother.
Yes.
You know,
indeed.
And so that was a good indicator along the way that he would care
yeah.
for your children the way you do. And,
yeah.
and you compare that to how God cares for us in such a way
yes.
that he's only has our good in mind.
Yes,
beautiful.
He does.
And you made a list. And that's what I love, because a lot of ladies are like, oh, this is impossible. Like you said, there's no good man. I'm lucky if they go to church on a Sunday or
they're sabotaging their
yeah,
own life.
Yeah, they sabotage
though, right?
their own life. Yeah. But you decided, you know, my mom's praying and believing. I'm going to start praying for believing, and you made a list, and then you found out, well, hey, I'm checking things off with this guy, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got, don't be vague. I tell people, you're praying, don't be vague. Mm-hmm. Be very clear cut, very definite about what you want, and expect God. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've learned. I'm very intentionist about my expectations from God, because He wants to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
he
you know,
wants to do it.
What's funny too is that he was praying too. And he wanted a family.
Yes.
He
yeah.
and he was praying for a woman that had children because he wanted to be a father. And even after y'all had the discussion about having biological kids together, but it wasn't necessary. His kid, am I right?
We did. He didn't want any. He said he did not want to be biased. He said, I didn't trust myself. I didn't want to be biased. He said, so
wow.
that's why I didn't want any kids. So I was like, okay,
isn't
Ramus.
That precious?
It sounds like Ramus is pretty perfect. Good job, Mr. Ramus. You are on the right road.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
That's so wonderful.
But he's and anybody who meets him, anybody we meet, he just takes this stance of just protecting him. He just has this protective nature
yeah.
about him.
Mm-hmm.
Even his aunt said he was the one that went to all of the houses of all of the elderly. He would go pay their bills for them. He said, I just love sitting in their company. He said, just listen at them talk, the wisdom, you know. And
what a rare man. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
They usually want to do all the
pretty
talking.
Awesome.
That's
yeah.
my search story. My husband's the talker in our house. I gotta interrupt him to get a word in
oh,
there
yeah.
sometimes.
I'm the talker.
But, you know, we are so much alike, too. In fact, we were in the car just this weekend talking about a few things and noticing how some couples react in certain ways. And we said, you know, we are different in a lot of ways, but we're so alike in
yes.
our thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we think a lot the same way about how we judge a situation or how we would react a certain way, how we would handle a certain person. And so we were just amazed. We have never had that discussion before. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
But looking back, just in comparison on how we act and how we believe inside. Mm-hmm. So we're so different on the outside. We have different traits and characteristic mm-hmm. personalities, mm-hmm. but we have that common core
yes.
of belief and conviction
yes.
and integrity that knits us together
yes.
in such a
That's
strong way.
That's what's so beautiful.
Absolutely.
And then every season and every different road, you grow with that person that got
yeah.
placed in your life. Like
mm-hmm.
for us, Luis and I, we never shut up, both of us. We're always talking. And sometimes
you got like a little flag you gotta put up.
It can get borderline aggravating. Sophia's like looking like, can y'all chill out? I'm trying to go to sleep.
Sophia
yeah.
ever get to talk? Or maybe she's
well,
the
she's
same
trying,
way.
She's trying, believe Uh-oh. Me. Oh yeah, that all the time. But the thing is we're on this road in parenthood together.
Yeah.
And when you keep God at the center, like you were saying, Miss Kathy, you see how he's knit you together so strong, and it keeps building and building. So when things come your way, like you had a health situation, he used that same authoritative nature
mm-hmm.
to say, no,
yeah.
devil, you're not taking
yeah.
my
well,
wife.
Oh, what he said was, well, do you want to live?
Yeah, he did. That should
well,
be a t-shirt.
He hollered it so loud. But I knew that was the love and compassion and, the, like you said, the spirit.
He snapped into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like, But it was so much of his wanting life for me. That's mm-hmm. what that was. That was him saying.
Well, it was a wake-up call yes. for you. You had to make a decision.
Yeah.
It's almost reminds, it's not a hard thing. It reminds me of what Jesus told that blind man who came to him. He says, what do you want me to do for you?
Ooh, it's good. Yeah.
And so
ooh,
he had to voice it, that I might have my sight. I want to see. So even though everybody around him could see this was a blind man, you know, in those days they wore a certain mm-hmm. kind of clothing so they can beg because they were blind. And so Jesus knew he was blind, but he wanted to hear him say
yeah.
what he wanted.
He had
so you yeah. had to say what you wanted.
Yes.
And you know, that's how it is many times when we're praying for people that are having lots of life challenges. We say, well, what do you want?
Yeah.
And we're just going to agree with what they want.
Amen.
Some of them are elderly.
Yes.
Sometimes they want to go to heaven. They're ready to go.
Yep.
And and family's pulling them, keeping them back. But
yeah.
heaven's a real place.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
so
yes,
sometimes you have to just release your loved ones into the... I heard a joke that Richard Roberts told me. Well, not me. He mentioned it, and I was listening to it. He said that there was this old couple, that really elderly couple that died at the same time, went to heaven, looked around the beautiful pearly gates, the gold streets and everything, and said, the husband looks at the wife and says, you know what? Mom, we could have been here 10 years ago if we wouldn't have took them vitamins. And ate healthy. But, you know, heaven's a real place. We're going to get there someday. And, you know, your mother's there.
Yes.
My father's there, yes. I believe. I stayed with him at the end and prayed Amen. With him in his later years.
Oh, beautiful.
And, but we're getting ready for that. But right now, while we're here on this earth, we got to fulfill the call that God's put
yeah,
on our
there's
life.
Assignments.
Fulfill our destiny, Amen. This road, where we're at right now.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a lonely road. If there's people out there, like you said, you felt like you were unworthy to be loved in that situation. But God wants to bring people in our path to help us. And like Precious Faith, I consider that both of you
Amen.
and
yes.
this church, Covenant
yes.
Church, we're supposed to be united.
Amen.
And that's where that joy springs forth, is when you really be like have camaraderie with people who love Jesus. It's contagious, that joy of the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We always say there's no church like Covenant.
Yeah, there's no church like Covenant
no
Church.
No church like Covenant Church. Mm-hmm. Because we've built a lot of relationships, and it's just so wonderful. And I told Remus just Sunday, I was like, I can imagine not going to church on the Sunday, because I see people running when we're coming, you know, doing other things. I was like, how can you not just come
yep.
together, you know. I call it a power bank on Wednesdays.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
You know how you charge up your phone, mm-hmm. you know, you get that extra juice.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Bible study is on Wednesday. That's
so
getting that
teaching.
Extra juice.
Yes.
That extra juice for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. That's what I call it, like a power bank. I mean, the more you know God, the more you get to know Him, and the more you start experiencing suddenlies. I've had a suddenly recently. I was like, oh, wow. Thank you, you know, and it makes you get, to me, I'm even more in a deeper awe of Him, a more awareness of Him. And every time that happens, I was like, oh my goodness, it brings tears to my eyes because He's a real God.
Yes,
he
yes.
has real love. Mm-hmm. He wants real fellowship with you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be as close to you as you want Him as
Amen.
Close. And it's not that He's 1,000 miles away. And, you know, I keep telling people, I said, He's here, He's now.
Mm-hmm.
He cares, you know. And for me, it's just putting God on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Start there, you know,
yes.
with getting Him, getting people to think about. And that's where it comes from with Remus and I. We always joke with people and just to get God on their minds. That's the first step,
mm-hmm.
you know. Get them to think, God does care. He knows yeah. He knows right. who you are.
Mm-hmm.
He care about you. Talk to Him. It's okay. He's
mm-hmm.
not going to hurt you. You know, He's
mm-hmm.
not a bad guy. You'll
yeah.
see as you get to know Him and you start talking. So I say prayer. It's
yes.
a conversation. Don't do all the talking. Just quiet your mind. A lot of times people have to get out of their head.
Yeah.
So if so many people I've met, they have a lot of dreams. I say, you dream a lot because He can't get to you. I say, if you quiet yourself, you'll be able to hear.
He can talk to you during the day.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Absolutely.
I was just thinking about this whole concept of the road to now. A lot of people are on this fast track highway road. They're
mm-hmm.
only on their road.
Mm-hmm.
It's my road. It's not, no, they don't want to hear anything what God's telling them to
That's
do, what
so
they
true.
Need to do. And they're going down this fast track, and but they don't need, they while they're going this way, they're getting distracted and they're not focusing in on God. But God wants to slow things down many times.
That's
yes.
good.
Justin
yeah.
and I just did a
That's
recent
good.
boardroom chat on be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. We need to get in that still place like you were talking about. I know the life is fast, lots of things are going on, but you're going to need to take time, yes, hopefully first part of the day, mm-hmm, to spend time with God and just sit in His presence. You don't have to, like you said, you don't have to do all the talking. Mm-hmm. Just that He'll know that this is your time. Amen. I mean, I always have my cup of coffee with me.
But that helps.
But I mean, because it's a time, yeah, well, I've determined I'm going to sit here, and many times it's an hour or even more, and just in that presence, and yes, He's doing surgery in me. He's, yep, downloading inspiration, amen, for me, and that's sometimes the road needs to slow down for, yeah, a while.
That's,
and then
good,
you get back, and then we kick it into, we go 100 miles an hour many other times.
Yeah.
It's a busy
refreshed,
week.
Refreshed, renewed.
But you get those times where you, yeah, need to just slow down and be in the presence of God and hear from Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that boardroom chat, the title was The Answer to Why.
Oh, yeah.
And I love,
yeah,
that, how being still connects,
right,
to that why, because, mm-hmm, when you were going through all of those traumas trying to overcome, you said there was many times where you're like, why, God, why? But it wasn't until you slowed down and you were still and you realized, wait, you're a real God, that you started to recover.
Yeah.
So I believe that's a key to recovery, and it's an answer to,
yeah,
that, to that question. If there's people watching, you just keep saying, Lord, why did this happen? Why? He wants to reveal those things,
yes,
in those quiet places with you, and He's a real God that can do it in an instant.
Oh,
whether,
yes,
it takes time, it will be fulfilled. He will answer you.
Amen.
So I just felt like I needed to encourage some people out there.
That's good.
They,
that's,
needed,
really,
to
good,
hear that.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is encouraging, and to know that you don't have to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to do life on your own. The Lord is here. Why not get with Him? And Matt, the word MAP, I just came up with one.
Another acronym?
Yes, MAP. Magnificent Arranged Promises.
Ooh,
M-A-P.
They're better and better.
Cash, and they're already arranged.
Yeah.
They prearranged. So,
yeah,
you just do your part, and then you'll come into,
yeah,
that arranged promise that's so magnificent,
mm-hmm,
in the word.
Magnificent arranged promise.
So good.
A lot of people think that they're on the road to nowhere.
Yeah.
But,
they feel
and,
like
and
it.
Because they've been deceived by the,
yes,
devil. But God has a destiny, a divine destiny,
yes,
for everybody that's watching today.
Yes.
No matter what you're going through, I want you to realize that maybe there, it seems like there are people that are like been in a fog, mm-hmm, in their life, and they just don't see a way out of their the path that they're in, the road that they're in. But God has brought you to this program to show you that God has a better plan. You don't have to settle for the way the roads have taken you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the road now where the road to discovery, if you want to think of it in that way, discovering God as a real and personal Savior.
Amen.
And you know, it's so easy to do. A lot of people think it's hard, so they put it off. But it's so easy to just say, Lord, I recognize that I need a Savior. Lord, I repent of my sins. And Lord, I receive You today into my life. If you feel that way in your heart and you pray that prayer directly to God, you know, maybe after this program's over, you get along with God and you'll speak that way to Him. Know that He is listening to you. He is very near to you. And He has a road for your life that's beyond what you could ever ask or even,
ooh,
think.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
so I believe, in fact, let's pray. Father, I thank you for
Jesus,
every person that's watching today on this program, no matter what device they're watching, no matter what time of day, no matter where they are in the world, Lord, you can take them off of the wrong path and place them onto the right path that,
yes,
you have,
Lord,
for their life,
you,
with
Father,
just the simple prayer of their heart, where they repent and believe in you and trust you with their life. Lord, I thank you that all things come together for you when they put their focus on you, Lord, that you can reveal a clear path,
amen,
and make a way where there is no way. In Jesus' name,
ooh,
amen.
Ooh, amen. That's,
you know,
so
when
powerful,
the Israelites were up against that Red Sea, they thought there was no way. They had come through that road out of Egypt,
mm-hmm,
and they thought they were at the dead end of their life. They were going to die, but God made a way.
He did.
Through that,
yes,
Red Sea,
did,
miraculously.
Mm-hmm.
And the same God that did that,
yes,
is not limited.
Not
like you
all
said, He can create something brand new,
amen,
if He has to.
Amen.
He wants to. And that, you know, it's like sometimes when the Spirit of God, when you center in on God, like you said, we talked about the quiet times. It's like there would be maybe in a forest, all of a sudden you think, oh, there's no road, I'm lost. And then all of a sudden the wind of God comes,
mm-hmm,
in and blows away all the,
mm-hmm,
the rubbish, all the,
hallelujah,
leaves, and reveals a pathway.
Yes.
toward destiny. And that is what's happening today in the lives of so many people
I
that are watching.
I believe it so much. And it connects so well with our theme of give God a job.
Yeah. So true.
And, you know, what are you believing for? And just knowing that if you have that in you, you have those dreams, you have a desire to be married or to start a business, you are a beautiful testimony of what God can do and how he can take you from, reroute you from one road to the next to give him glory. So if he placed that in you, if you want a man, start writing it down.
There you go.
And if you want a woman, you start writing it down.
That was the road to matrimony.
Road to matrimony.
Is that what it was called?
That chapter.
Where was that one?
Let me see. There's so many good ones.
Motherhood, the love road.
Motherhood. The love road.
Then there was the healing road. You talk about all your healings.
Yeah.
You got to get this book.
You
haven't gotten it yet. Just, I think it's wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, wherever
I got mine.
Books
I'm one
sold.
Of the. I think I got one of the first copies.
Yes,
is what you told me.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
But I'm so glad that you're watching today. I believe that this program has touched your life and impacted you. We'll never forget it, because God is doing a great work in your life, just like He's done for Keisha.
Yes,
just
he
like
sure
He did
has.
For me. I was on a lot of different roads in my life, and your book has helped me to realize how important it is to stay on the right path.
Amen.
Stay on the right path.
Amen.
And to just, you know, embrace the presence of God on whatever road that you're on, whatever level you may feel that you're on. He's always with you to take you higher. And that's why I love your book. And that's why I love you. You always come
so
on
sweet.
And encourage us. We have fun. We have
girl
talk, girl time. But most importantly, it always gets down to business, which is Jesus
Amen.
Part of your life? And I just
Amen.
Love that you prayed that salvation prayer with them, Miss Kathy, because, you know, we have some new family members out there.
Amen.
The kingdom
let
of God.
Let us know what God's doing in your life. We want to share and rejoice with you.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
So good.
This was great.
Did you enjoy it today?
Thank you for having me. Yes. Oh. Just, you know, if you just need to know, enjoy the Lord. And the more you enjoy Him, the more you'll get to know Him. And the more you get to know Him, the more you'll love Him, the more you'll just live for Him.
Beautiful.
Great advice.
Great. Always some good advice.
Thank you again for being here. I hope you're going to come back. You know, you're one of our regulars.
Absolutely.
Yes, we love having you in the studio stage.
Y'all are so much fun.
Oh, good.
Thank you. We have fun together.
Yes, we always
Thank
do.
Thank you, man.
And I know that you're having fun and that you've been blessed and encouraged today. I hope you'll join me next week for another Glorious Living here in Studio C. Until then, bye-bye. Have a great week.